podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Do kids go through seasons where it's like destructive season? Because we went forever without really hearing any of these stories. And just over the last 2 weeks, I've heard story after story after story. Is there like a phase of the moon kind of thing? Is it a biorhythm where kids get into a destructive phase?
They're home more because of summer vacation.
I think there's that.
The phase is usually like from 2 to about 14, I think, is the phase.
So my neighbor has their son and daughter-in-law have a three-year-old. And the story my neighbor was telling me is that the three-year-old got hold of a real screwdriver, not like one of those Fisher-Price plastic ones,
right.
But a real
craftsman
screwdriver. And when mom walked into the dining room, their brand new dining room table from an expensive store, the kid had gouged all these channels in it. Because once you figure out you can do that as a kid, that's kind of cool, right? You take that and you
it's changing.
Whittling.
Yeah, so kind of gouged all of these valleys into the multi-thousand dollar
Ethan Allen table.
Yes.
Ethan Allen.
And, you know, they're the little, she screamed, you know, and the kid's like, what?
I didn't know. Wow. What's yours, Em?
Oh, God. My girlfriend posted a picture of her little girl, maybe about a year and a half, maybe around two, holding her up like a bomb. And this little girl's face was just covered in red, all, you know, from right underneath her eyes all the way down her chin. And I'm like, what is that? And then I read the caption on the picture that this little baby girl had crawled into where grandma was keeping her purse, got into the purse, pulled out her Estee Lauder red lipstick, decided to put it all over her face, all over the purse, got all around the carpet. And here's the thing, ladies. Not only did she ruin the lipstick, obviously, the carpet around, okay, fine. Brand new white Coach purse, completely trashed.
Excellent.
Oh, you know how women are with their Coach purses, too.
Are you telling me that lipstick does not come out of a white purse?
Not that shade of red, Dom. It says not. Sure does not.
That sucks.
Man, I just... I feel for that purse. Yeah.
This is why you don't want kids, right, Emily?
Well.
Or nice purses.
I really love purses. Yeah, that's the thing.
The two I can think of from my boy Reed was Nicole's got a like a jewelry chest that's kind of a freestanding jewelry cabinet, and the side's open, and that's where she hangs all of her necklaces. Well, Reed had toddled over and opened up the side and pulled out quite a few of her necklaces and proceeded to basically pull them all apart and break them. Nice ones, too, that we had got from Santa Fe and Hawaii, some ones with some sentimental...
So not like just the Kohl's necklaces.
Superhero tearing chains apart.
So multiple ones were popped apart, and man, Nicole teared up over that because some of them were nice. So I had to go get the tools and little tiny pliers and try to put everything back together, which was a pain. The second was we got a Jeep a few years ago, and I was in the garage with Reed, and somehow he had discovered a paintbrush in the garage. It was a brand new paintbrush I hadn't used. Well, the things with paintbrushes is, you know where the bristles come out of the top?
Mm-hmm.
They're encased in metal underneath those bristles. It's what holds them in.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention, and he grabbed that paintbrush and was behind me painting. Oh, he's painting the Jeep up and down. How cute.
That orange
paint,
Jeep?
Paint. Yeah, the Wrangler I had.
And you're thinking there's no paint on there, so everything's fine.
Whatever, he's painting the Jeep. Right. Well, he had been pushing too hard, and that metal ring around that paintbrush was digging into the paint as he goes up and down and up and down.
Oh,
so he's going scratch, 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 scratch. I had to sell that Jeep. He scratched the heck out of the door. So that sucked for me. There was no buffing. There was no amount of buffing that could get those scratches out.
I don't know how you don't get mad about something like that. I had left my son, Billy, who was a baseball player from Pee Wee all the way up through high school. So even when he was inside, he'd love to swing his bat. Okay, so he was probably maybe 9, 10, 11. And I was just taking the girls to piano lessons or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll be right back. So my mom had given me this gift from Phoenix of a beautiful ceramic, you know, decorative thing. And I had it on my coffee table. And you can see where this is going, right? Mm-hmm. So I got back home and the thing was in pieces. And Billy was
hiding,
sort of in pieces, too. Like he knew, you know, when that bat hit the ceramic piece, that he was probably in big trouble.
Yeah,
he was in big trouble. I'm like, I can't leave you alone for 5 minutes. This is what happens.
Oh, they're little monsters, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why you can't have nice things.
Apparently we've touched a nerve, Jessica, because this happens in every family, right?
Yes, it does.
What do you got for me?
Okay, so my son is now 5. This happened about 2 years ago when he was 3. He woke up before his father and I woke up and decided to go exploring in our kitchen. He pulled everything out of our fridge. He raw meat, eggs, milk, gallon of milk all over the floor. Flour, baking powder, Kool-Aid packets were opened and stained my floor. It was everywhere. It was all over him. It was on my walls. It was on my floors, on my cabinets, in my stove.
Oh, man.
You should just move.
It's like a whirling dervish.
Yeah, I call him Monster for a reason. I even have a tattoo on my shoulder as my son, as a monster. That was like his official nickname. He is a monster.
Great. Great birth control.
Good luck with your monster, Jessica. Thanks for being the show. Well, you know, we love them.
Man, that's a lot of wasted food.
Here's Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
What's the story?
Well, my husband took 2 years to finish our basement. He had a theater area, did a bar, spa, shower. And as a gift, he talked me into letting him buy a 70-inch, $3,700 TV. We had friends over that weekend to celebrate. Next thing we know, all the kids come running up the stairs. A sippy cup went through and shattered the TV that had been on the wall for 2 days.
Oh, God. A sippy cup.
Milk just dripping down the TV. We had to corner all the kids, and thank God it was my kid because I didn't want anybody else to feel awful about it.
Oh, man.
I called the homeowners, and they're like, I'm sorry, we don't cover sippy cups. So,
and you didn't buy the extended warranty.
TVs in my house for a while.
That stinks.
What a great arm, though, he has. He could be a pitcher.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Nikki, we feel for you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a fun day.
After two days.
Death by
sippy cup. I would cry over that.
Here's Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. What do you got for us?
My story is actually about me. But anyway, when we were in high school, me and my buddies were having sword fights with those El Marco magic markers.
Yeah.
We're just slashing each other, marking each other, you know, being the Three Musketeers, just laughing our butts off. Well, when we kind of stop after probably 20, 30 minutes of this to kind of take a break and to catch our breath, we look about the house in horror as when you swing those magic markers around enough, the ink flies out the end.
Yes. Oh, right.
All over the walls, all over the furniture, like in the front room that you're not supposed to be in.
Like the
carpet walls everywhere.
That is a great story. Little splatters everywhere.
You should have run away from home.
What happened?
We had to paint the house. We had my buddy calls, and he asked my mom. He goes, is there anything I can do? And my mom goes, oh, you've done quite enough.
Emily's right. You got to move. Right. Paul, thanks. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate that.
Oops. I love that he was 16. It's not like a toddler, you know, in the sippy cup.
And it wasn't like it was intentional.
Right.
It's just you're
having a sword fight with the markers.
He said they're being the Three Musketeers.
Ruin the house.
Here's Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. What do you got?
So when I was a kid, my cousins had just got one of those crazy daisy toys that you stamp down in the ground and it sprayed water everywhere connected to a hose.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd also just got one of those really big inflatable pools. And I thought it would be the coolest thing. I was like 10 at the time to put it right in the middle of the pool. so you could run around and have the water spraying you while you're in the pool. But I didn't know that the stake had gone through the plastic at the bottom of the pool down to the ground. So when I got out, I noticed it started leaking and accidentally broke the brand new inflatable pool that they'd gotten. Luckily it wasn't my parents, but getting the looks of disappointment from my uncle and aunt weren't great either.
But it was fun while it lasted, right?
Oh, it was very fun.
Have a great day, Lauren.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
That does sound actually like a really fun 15
minutes. It's a good idea, right?
I love it. Time for one more. Here's Dawn. Hey, Dawn.
Hello.
Let's hear the story.
Well, my son was probably about 5 years old, had just learned to spell his name, and we had a new car to us that was used, but came out and realized across the entire front hood he had carved his name with a rock across the front of the hood.
What was the name?
His name was Spencer, and he swore it wasn't him, but his S was backwards.
That's how you knew.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.